In the Old Testament, there are stages of exile. And Ezekiel is in, there are three actually, and Ezekiel is in the middle stage. And he's an odd duck. He proclaims the word of God, but often does so by acting it out. God tells him what to do, and the people ask him, like, what are you doing? What's up with that? Why are you doing this? Why are you dressed this way? Why are you doing these things? and really, today, what he's saying in the midst of this is quite clear. Even though you've turned away from God, even though you have forsaken his covenant, even though you don't listen to the word of God and act on it, God will still call you back. God will still invite you to participate in the covenant. It's one of those things, I think, in our own life that we can sometimes forget. We can get discouraged when we fall in this way or we sin in that way. These things happen. But the reality is, there is nothing that God does more than love us. Nothing. God always loves us. Even when we sin, God still loves us. Now, he hates the sin, but he loves us. And he's constantly sending forth these invitations to us that we might enter more fully and more completely and more deeply into this relationship that he wants for us. Not just for eternity, which of course is the ultimate goal, but right now in our lives. Let us ask the Lord that we may see the many times today that he invites us to this deeper and new relationship.